This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hi, the way we go. Welcome to show number 3,182. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, Three Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. All chat today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine, categories, fitness, and smells. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tick.
The clap.
All right, here we go. Woman answers a question wrong on Canada's Family Feud and wins 10 grand in Popeye's chicken instead.
Love that jinger from Popeye's.
Pennsylvania dad uses 11-year-old as a shield from the cops so he wouldn't get hit in the cops in the head. Iowa man beats the hell out of moviegoer for using his phone. Sex robot rental service says their dolls are the cleanest around for your bone. And a man survives three freezing weeks in Alaska, cuddling up with Roger. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours, but not the Ravens. The royal family, all right, they got their collective knickers in a bunch very recently after Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They announced that they were removing themselves from royal duties to pursue a life that's actually productive. Seems the Queen Mother and her hangers-on, they're a little taken aback. But look, it happens. Sometimes kids, even indescribably rich ones, need to get away from their family. Take Lindsay Lohan, for example. Lindsay is a lot of things, and none of them are positive. But her mother, Dina, even worse. She reminded us of that over the weekend when she rear-ended another driver, then sped off. The cops tracked her down to her house. She fell out of her car, reeked of booze, but claimed she only had one glass of wine, apparently separated into 12 separate bottles. In other words, she was being herself. But sometimes kids want to get away from their parents because, well, their parents want to kill the kids. A Chinese man was detained in South Korea because, unbeknownst to him, his young son took a Sharpie to his passport and drew all over it. This would include, if you get a chance to see the picture, adding glasses, adding a mustache, and adding a beard to his father's picture. This proves to be a problem at international borders. But these are some of the stories we saw that left us with many questions, questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. This is how it works. You call us. We ask you a question at complete random, and after you share your scintillating story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Hey, part of the big show has a random question. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Overtones and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,182. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. This is going to be a barn burner of a show. We guarantee it.
Well, I got to go to arson.
This is going to be one that you're going to download at radio.com from years to come. You're going to say, this might be the best radio show I've ever heard in my freaking life.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
We have really put together an award-winning show for you today. And in the meantime, we do have our random question. Question 844-999-HOLA.
Random, random, random.
Hello, Ariana. Random, welcome random, to the men's room. Random,
random. Hello.
Hello.
Hola. Ariana.
Ariana.
Hola.
I recently discovered that my daughter's favorite artist is Ariana Grande. I do not know this. She had to do it. That's the only other Ariana that I know.
Okay. Ariana.
Everybody calls me that.
Because that's the only other Ariana that most people know.
You are very lucky, Ariana. You are the first ever random question caller who gets the double random question.
Ooh,
question.
The double
random question.
That's part of the award-winning show that we have lined
up
for you
today.
Man,
this is completely, it's a new year. All right, so Ariana, let's go with this one. Let's start with this one. This seems like an easier one to ask. Answer. What is your favorite smell? Believe it or not, coming up on your guess is as good as mine. We have the category of the 10 best smells in the world.
Smell it.
So what would you say is the smell that you like more than anything else?
Smell it.
Freshly baked brownies.
All right.
In the kitchen.
That's
where
good.
Else have people baked brownies in your life where you had to specify the kitchen?
I always liked to bake as a kid, so I just like smelling nice baked goodies in the oven, you know? Your whole house smells like it, and it makes you hungry.
All right. That's not a bad one. Mine happens to be...
I think fresh baked bread is up there. And I'm telling you, man, it sounds stupid, but at the grocery store, the detergent aisle. Right?
Like it does smell.
You turn the corner down, and it just smells. And oddly, my laundry never smells like that.
I'll say this. A lot of people love the smell of barbecue.
Sure.
Barbecue, obviously, is a great smell. But for me, because I used to, I don't know, I kind of like the smell of gas in a weird way. I like right when the charcoal is lit with lighter fluid, with just the charcoal.
That
on
part?
Fire, just the beginning of the charcoal experience.
The chemical.
The gassy part?
The gassy chemical.
I mean, gasoline
charcoal
I'm
burn.
Down with. I like the smell of gasoline. I think most people do. But once you light the charcoal, if you use lighter fluid, like to me, that's... It's not that it smells awful, but of the rest of your grilling experience, that's the worst part.
Okay. Ariana, the reason we asked, what is your favorite smell? We all know Gwyneth Paltrow. She's our favorite in here. And she's asked us to buy some pretty outrageous things over the years through Goop.com, which is her website. Well, Goop.com is now selling a candle that scented like a woman's lady parts.
That is correct.
They were selling them. They sold
it
at $75 a pop. The candle is
selling.
Candle seriously called This Smells Like My Vagina.
Now, wait a minute. See, here's the problem. Honest to God, the name of the candle is This Smells Like My Vagina. Now, being that Gwyneth Paltrow is behind this particular product, I can only assume she's referencing herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. When they were developing scents with a perfume company, when she tested this particular one, Gwyneth says, oh, this smells like a vagina.
Because that's what they wanted to hear. That's what every perfume company wants to hear.
If you're wondering what the exact scent is, it's, quote, geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar absolutes juxtapose with rose and emberit seed.
I'm just going to say this. In my experience, that is not even close to what that would smell like.
Well, Robin wanted to buy one when it first came out. She was all hyped up. Unfortunately, you can get on the waiting list. She wanted to burn it in the studio.
But also, it was $75.
Right.
That was
$75.
$75. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Robin wants to clarify.
I love you guys, and I wanted to treat you to that because I thought it would be hilarious to see if I could get you to guess what it is. I'm not paying $75, one, to Gwyneth Paltrow, but two, for a candle.
Do you think if Chris Martin, her ex-husband, had that candle lit, and he walked into the studio, he'd be like, I can't place it, but
he'd
I know the smell.
He'd be able to place it. He'd kick it off a bridge.
Okay. So, Ariana, that was question number one, as you've been the first ever recipient of our double random question. But we do say question twice, so it makes sense.
That's a good point.
Okay, Ariana, here's your second question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who do you know with a gigantic penis?
An ex from high school.
An ex from high school. How far back is high school?
4 years.
Oh, so you're just relatively...
Okay. That's not so bad, Ben. Because, like, if you're my age, that means it has been all downhill since then, you know?
Was he a decent human being? Would you have a good relationship?
No.
No, but he had a huge penis.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen one that big since?
No.
Okay.
All right, let me ask you this. If we said between Batman and Robin... Right, you got Batman and Robin. One of the two of them is going to go home with you, get to have sex with a superhero. Which one would you take home out of Batman and Robin?
Batman all day.
This is where you went wrong.
All right.
This is where you went wrong.
The reason we asked you, Ariana, who do you know with a huge penis, more than 50 years after he played Robin on Batman, the TV show, in the 60s, Burt Ward finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week. And he celebrated by giving a lot of information. Burt told the crowd that his bulge was a little too big for network TV, so they tried various methods to hide it, including pills that were supposed to actually shrink his equipment. He said, I took them for 3 days, and then I decided they can probably keep me from having children. I stopped doing that and just used my cape to cover it. So if you look at a lot of the Batman episodes, you will see that Robin has the cape in front of him, covering his unusually large bulge.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you believe him? And the reason I say, think about the scenario you just gave us. He gets his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, long overdue in my opinion, but he shows up and you said, he announced to the crowd unsolicited, you know, back in the days when I played Robin, my junk was so huge.
Yep.
They gave me pills to make it go away. Listen, I would tell you the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I've got, I'm trying to think, because we were talking about it in the office, and we brought up Jeff Probst and a couple other people out there that we know for a fact, just paid from the celebrity aspect of things. But on the personal aspect of things, in high school, back to Ariana, throughout elementary, middle school, and high school, I went to school with a guy named Dave, great guy, but his nickname is Worm.
Right.
Now, Dave was like, he wrestled at like 125 pounds. I mean, he was one of these guys. He was cut up. He was muscular. You know, like his frame was jacked, but he was one of those guys who was lean and he was cut. He was a little bit taller, but he was that dude had a penis on him like nothing you'd ever seen in your life. You did not want Dave to talk to any girl you wanted to go out with. If you knew that Dave went out with a girl that you were interested in, you probably did not go out with her just because, you know, Dave had already gone.
But did the word spread to the other girls?
And why was his nickname Worm? Because that's,
wouldn't you give it to him?
I don't know who gave him the nickname.
I'm not trying to help him out, man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's Worm.
But that's to this day, he's Worm. He's a 50-year-old man named Worm. Like, no one calls him Dave. He's never been called Dave in his life. His name is Worm Watson.
Worm Watson. Big Worm. It just shocks me. And it's not about the whole Batman-Robin thing. It's not that specifically. It's just Burt Ward himself. I mean, even when he's out of character, you see interviews with him over the years, he's just kind of this geeky little guy. And, you know, I played Robin. I was like, yeah, and I ran around. And then the thing, by the way,
turns out
I have a huge crank. I mean, I think if Adam West had said that, you'd be like, all right, somehow that makes
sense. Because Robin is the one that everyone made fun of.
Yeah, because it's
Robin.
Looking
at the pictures. I mean, Batman looks like he's sporting more than Robin.
But wait, is it the way they designed the piece?
It looks like Catwoman sporting more than Robin in that picture.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Look at that. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You can't this much
unsee
time.
This now.
Look at it, Robin.
Yeah, good for Bert. Bert Ward. See, you can make fun of Bert all you want. It doesn't matter.
That's why they call me Dick Grayson, son.
Random.
My friend saw me naked. Called me Boy Wonder.
Robin has nothing to be ashamed of.
It's all right there. Yeah. Boy Wonder. Dick Grayson. My name's Jeff.
The ninth wonder of the world.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the men's room.
Terry.
Hola.
Terry, you there?
Hola.
Terry.
We'll get back to Terry. Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, friend.
Hola.
All right, Melissa, here's an interesting topic for you. These people drive me absolutely nuts, by the way. But that's just me, because I can't believe that nobody would do this. But how many unchecked emails or text messages would you say are in the inbox of your phone right now?
At least 7,000 emails and maybe 40 text messages.
You have 7,000 emails that you have not looked at. And you have...
Right, and they're like all promotions. They're all just, you know, crap. I really don't need to see anyway. Yeah.
All right. And what did you say on emails?
7,000 emails.
And how many texts?
Wow. Easily 40.
Now, who are these texts from? Are they from your friends?
No. You know how sometimes if you could put in your phone number, you get like a discount code for wherever you go? I'm easily putting in my phone number for that stuff. But then they all text you constantly.
Yeah, that's exactly why they want your number.
Okay. See, this to me blows my mind. And Steve, you just showed me. You have 28 emails that you haven't even checked.
27, but it's in the phone. Why don't we check? From Apple, because all it is. So if you email me, it's through my work email. All of those are checked. I don't always respond because, frankly, I do not care. But on my phone, it's the Apple email, okay? So understand, I did not take the time to set up an email account with Apple.
I see.
But they keep, and any time I click, I promise you, all 26 are Apple promotional blank. Did you know this? Hey, you can do this. Maybe you should try this.
I've seen people with over 2,000 emails. I've seen people with over 100 text messages.
The emails on my phone, like, I don't think I delete those all that often.
Yeah, but you have to check them. So once you check them, that number goes away. So if you check every email and you've still had them and they're deleted, it doesn't show that you still have 1,000 emails.
It takes a lot of time to purge it all.
It does.
I do it on like a plane ride or something, but I can't really sit down and do it all day.
To me, most email, not text, most people that text, I mean, it's directly to me. There's something they want to tell me. Like Mike telling me to climb back from the cliff this past weekend with the Ravens game. But beyond that, anything else, I know it's promotional. I do not care. I'm not going to look at it. It's kind of like when you open up any website. Like, I start working this morning. I turn on my computer. I click on one website, and the first thing that happens is 4 pop-up ads show up. So I X out of all of those so I can actually read the text of the story I'm trying to read. As I scroll through that, my computer slows down, and then this weird crawl comes from the bottom because 4 ads to start aren't enough. Let's do the 5th one that scrolls. And then even when I X out, and this is the one I hate, right? Most pop-up ads, when you X them, poof, they're gone. The ones that scroll from the bottom, when you X them, they slowly go back down.
We have the email system here at work. It's got a filtration system on it. And basically, any email that looks a little bit suspicious, then it'll either drop into spam or kind of quarantine for a little bit, and then you have to check to see if you want to read that message.
I never check that.
Okay, so I check that all the time. And the reason that I check that all the time is because most of those things that don't make it through our filter here at work are work-related emails from our own company.
That's why I don't check it.
So when I go through, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like get my perks.
But see, here's my position.
Like, I could have got concert tickets early.
Our own company does not believe that anyone in our own company actually sends anything.
I do look at them.
But I don't. Because I'm like, look, the company has made a decision on my behalf that my coworkers apparently have nothing worth telling
me. This is a new thing called digital hoarding, just so you know. Digital hoarding.
No, wait. Now, see, here's the difference. People that physically hoard, hoarders as we know hoarders, they go out of their way to grab stuff. Like in my case, like on my phone, right? There's 26 Apple whatever the hell emails that I will never read. I will never check. I'm not hoarding them. You keep giving them to me. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't throw them away. It's like you keep giving me this junk mail that I just put in a pile in the corner of my house. I just have no interest in looking at it or throwing it away.
Sure.
So it's the same thing. A new study found over half of us have let our old photos, songs, and other files pile up to the point where we've never deleted a single file from any of our devices. 52% of Americans say they've never deleted a file. 33% are holding on to stuff that is more than 10 years old dated. Just so you know.
Wow.
That is a lot.
I got none of that. But also, to be fair, a lot of my inbox at work, anyway, a lot of people give suggestions for Big Dummy. They have different questions, great links to things. So I keep all of those.
So by the way, if you have a cloud or something, they're saying about 25% of your storage is devoted to old things and unnecessary things that you never use.
Yeah, I just rarely check it. 99% of any information in quotation marks that anyone gives, it's completely meaningless.
What if you found something that was really important 2 or 3 years ago? Like you had a voicemail where... The voicemail at work, you never check the messages.
Ever, not once.
And Ryan Castle left some really, really salacious, nasty messages on that because he knew you would never hear them.
Yeah, I just won't hear them. I mean, life goes on,
man.
Are
they still there?
I don't sweat it. Maybe. I couldn't
tell. Terry.
Look, you say this, but...
How about your own phone? Do you have voicemail on your own phone?
The voicemails I get rid of there because they take up space on my phone.
Okay.
Right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, physically, you're interrupting my phone. Beyond that, I'm like, look, if I miss the boat on something, oh, well. If it was that important, I'm sure someone would have let me know one way or another, because that's what I would do. So you take any position based on how you would operate. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I've been trying to send you this important information. Eventually, what I would do is, I don't know, call you and tell you, or yeah. maybe walk up to you. If I think it's important, that's what I would do. And I know I can't hold everyone to that same standard, but that seems like the easiest solve. Like, I could text my daughter at school right now. She got a Santa Claus brought her an Apple Watch.
Right? Oh.
But what I choose to do is tell her things.
Yeah.
And it solves all of my problems.
But she does use her Apple Watch to contact you.
Yes, at about 3:30 today, because I told her, if you ever text me while you're still at school, I will have to kill you. All right? So at about 3:30, she's out of school, and instantly, hey, Daddy, how's your day? And then there's a bunch of unicorns, and as ridiculous as it is, it makes me smile. Mm-hmm. Although, she could do a little less unicorn.
Okay.
So and by the way,
they got out early today.
Just because you're 9 doesn't mean everything has to be emojis.
Use words. Because it's only 2:30 right now, so hopefully...
In about an hour.
Oh, she's going to in an hour.
Yeah, in about an hour.
Oh, she'll say
my phone is going to blow.
Oh, that's nice.
And
though.
It is very,
that's
very
something
sweet.
To look forward to.
But here's the thing.
The way he said it, I was like, wait a minute, are being miles in the past.
She's 9, I'm 50, so a lot of her emojis, I'm not quite sure the message she's trying to convey. I get the kissy face, I understand the heart.
All right.
After that, I don't know what she means, man. I mean, she could be insulting me like, you're the worst dad ever. But it's all these pictures, you know what I mean?
She's like speaking in emoji.
I need like a Rosetta Stone for this ass. Because I'm like, I don't know what she sent, but she's generally a pretty positive person. I'll assume all is good.
Yeah, random.
You can't have an angry rainbow, right?
No.
Like if someone sends you a rainbow, they're not saying, kiss my ass.
Not a rainbow. But I'm sure there's been angry rainbows before.
I'm going to start showing people, like, what does this mean? Hello, Terry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Terry, welcome to the program. Fella. Random question. All right, let's go with this one. What did you used to have? What did you used to own, Terry, that you either got rid of, threw away, sold, or whatever, that you'd actually kind of like to have back?
See, that's what helps the hoard.
Mm-hmm.
You mean other than my girlfriend?
Well, if you want to have your girlfriend back, then sure.
Let's see. Something I gave away that I want back. I would have to say my original Xbox.
Your original Xbox.
Why is that? As a collector's item or because there's games you can't play anymore?
Both, actually. I had like 200 albums, music albums on there.
Okay.
What happened to your old Xbox? Did you just upgrade and get rid of it?
Yeah, because they're like, you can't transfer your music over. Or your games, so I was just like, what do I need this trash for?
You know what, man? Actually, I would like to have my old ColecoVision back to play that game again, or the games on that again.
Because I like my old Intellivision, because I can play them.
Right. Now anymore, like, even you're telling me you're playing Madden with your kid, I'm like, I could not figure out the controller right
listen,
now.
Listen, every time we play...
But I can play ColecoVision.
Madden is not a difficult game to play. I can see how you can improve your ability to play, but it's not difficult to play. But every time I sit it's down, because dude, all right, shut up. Every time I go to play it, I can't, wait. How do I pass? How do I run? What's the things? How you run fast?
Jumping, tackling, there's all kinds.
Hey, you got to bring up the routes?
Right. Yeah, that's the part I can break down, right? My kid sucks at that, so that's my only hope is I understand the strategy of the game. My execution's a little slow, let's put it that way.
All right, okay. Well, the reason we asked, what did you own that you'd like to have back? Travelers now flying out of Chicago can now conveniently dispose of their recreational marijuana before boarding the flight. According to the Chicago Tribune, both O'Hara International Airport and Midway International Airport installed cannabis amnesty boxes earlier this month in the wake of the recreational marijuana legalization in Illinois. Basically, it's kind of like a bear box. You can throw something in, but nobody's getting in there.
But wait.
That one at Midway is going to go missing pretty soon.
Did they legalize weed in Illinois?
They did. Illinois,
so
yeah.
Then why would I get rid of my weed if you're cool for me to have it?
Because if you're flying to Ohio and it's not legal there, then you need to get rid of that before you board the plane.
They don't check you when you get off the plane. This is a ploy to get your weed.
They're doing this before you go through TSA at O'Hara.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. If TSA goes through, I'm still
it's a federal.
In.
It's a federal. It's a federal deal there. Once you get past the federals, then you're okay.
But we've traveled with weed before in a state where it's legal. They never cared where we were going to say, hey, man. You know what I mean? Like,
I
think they're setting us up for the Christmas party, man. I think you're okay.
The boxes are located near the TSA checkpoints at the two airports, and they could save passengers some potential headaches as marijuana is not legal everywhere, and it's still under federal law. So you're not allowed to have it in airspace. We're not encouraging people to bring cannabis, but if you have it, you can drop it off in one of these convenient boxes.
Yeah.
So then one of those workers can go there and take all the weed they want home.
I'll tell you what, if you're about to fly out of Seattle, please stop by our studio, drop your weed off here. We have an amnesty box for you.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
We're at a question, 844-999. Hola, if you're on hold, all the calls have mysteriously dropped off.
It's not mysterious. It happens all the damn time.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
random.
Ask one of you two jamokes a question.
Random.
See how that works out. Category, by the way, is drinking, so it serves well that this is what we're going to have to talk about this segment.
Okay.
All right. We don't have any calls in the line here. Okay. All right, Ted, I'll start with you. We all will answer this question honestly. Honestly. Okay. Ted, who is the drunk in your family?
Luckily, it's my sister.
Okay. So,
luckily. Everybody in my family thoroughly enjoys a beer and beverages. She sticks out as the person who is the drunk one at all the events.
Okay. So, not necessarily that she drinks as much, but when it comes time, she gets it done.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, being the drunk in the family is how you act versus how much you drink, right? So, it used to be my dearly departed Uncle Raymond, but honest to God, and looking back, I realize now, so known him obviously my whole life, but as a kid, always had booze on his breath, but as a kid, you didn't identify it as booze on your breath. It was just Raymond. So he was always drunk, and all of his siblings, my mom included, everyone else, would always give him a hard time, at least behind his back. That's where I heard most of it. But honestly, man, I never saw him see or do or say anything particularly stupid.
Okay. Now, by volume, Ted, who would you say, not that they act like an idiot, but who would you say drinks the most?
Me and my cousin Tom.
Okay, so you and your cousin Tommy are the ones who probably consume the most, but as far as being the drunk of the family, that's not necessarily the label. That's fair enough. I think in my family, I probably drink more than anybody as far as the volume is concerned. As far as what I've seen in my lifetime, that'd probably be a toss-up between my Uncle Bill and my dad.
Okay, that's fair.
You know, it's just far as absolutely being able to throw down.
Yeah. And my Uncle Tim is a good drinker, but in my whole life, it's very rare to see him, like, on drunk. Tilt.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
difference. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of those people that has, like, a couple beers when he gets home from work every day.
Yeah, I drink way more than anyone in my family. Way more. But somehow, other family members, you know, three beers, man, and they are, it's just, it's a different person entirely. I will say my father's, my father, he's 79. His best friend, they've known each other since kindergarten, all right? And years ago, they were coming to visit for something, and I remember my father saying, man, last time he was here for 2 days, and in those 2 days, he drank two full handles of Jack. Right? And I look at my mom, I'm like, that's impossible. He couldn't have done that, man, because he didn't seem drunk. I've never seen Sam drunk. My mom looked at me and said, baby, you've never seen Sam sober. He is a completely functioning alcoholic. You've never seen him sober. So after she said that, I've seen him several times since then, and you watch this guy, and I mean, from the time he gets out of bed, right? So everyone's about 9 in the morning. Everyone's going to sit down, eat breakfast, whatever. And all he does is cuss when he talks. God damn, man, you keep going. You're a tall mother effer. It's just how he speaks, right? But I realize I have an orange juice, man. My dad's drinking coffee, Jack and Coke. And when you go through the day, man, this bottle of Jack Daniels is gone. By the time you go to bed, he never seems any different. But it explains the weird glossiness on his eyes.
Yes, probably does. He's got that look.
Does
he get the film?
Yeah, because when you're a kid, yellow film? You meet the guy. You know, I'm a kid. I've known this guy my entire life. And every time you see him, he looks the same. And it's always that same glossy look. But, you know, again,
what does that mean when you have that glossy? Does that mean my liver's not working? My kidney's not working?
I don't know. But
there is something to it, like a jaundiced looking.
If Ted and I came to meet you at the bar, we already know how many beers you've had based on the look, right? Because when your buddy, when you cross that threshold into drunk, that weird, like, extra gloss is on your eyeballs. But we know you don't look like that all the time. This guy, Sam, has looked like this every time I have seen him in the 50 years of my life. It's just, again, as a kid, I never equated it to anything other than that's just what Sam looks like. And now I know that's because two handles of Jack Daniels a day, that'll make that happen to you.
Reason we ask, who's the drunk in your family? Now, if we got into friends, I could tell you a bunch of different stories about people who are impressive. But actress Lindsay Lohan, we know her. Her mom is facing charges related to another drunken driving incident after authorities say she rear-ended the driver and left the scene. So if you believe that Lindsay Lohan is out of control and everything else, well, look no further than Dina Lohan, who has a history of driving while intoxicated. She was driving with a suspended license on Saturday night when she hit another driver near a mall in Long Island. The driver called police and then had to follow Lohan to her Long Island home when she did not stop.
Mm-hmm.
So not
Which
only
makes
did
it
she
even worse.
Hit a car, but she didn't stop.
Yeah.
She kept on going.
Classic.
According to court records, police officer who responded found Lohan in the driver's seat of her Mercedes with the engine on and observed her with the odor of alcohol on her breath, glassy eyes, and slurred speech.
Sam!
The officer said when she got out of the car, she fell to the ground
I mean, come on.
And then accused the officer of pushing her and claimed she only had one glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
She refused to take any sobriety test and was arrested on felony charges of driving while intoxicated. Previously pled guilty to that in April 2014. It is a felony to drive while intoxicating and having a previous qualifying DWI conviction in the prior 10 years. So now that is a felony. She's due back in court later this week after she was released. According to her attorney, it was an unfortunate event. And we're hoping to resolve it favorably.
Well, look, everyone knows it's an unfortunate event, and I bet my ass you're trying to resolve it favorably. She has a problem. I mean, that's the difference, man. Like, she's got a problem. I mean, Lindsay Lohan's bad, right? But to be fair, I have not heard anything from her in years, as that kind of thing goes.
Correct. No.
Well, she hasn't been in the States.
Yeah, she's been in Europe.
Well, actually, the last time we saw anything with Lindsay Lohan, it wasn't anything about her behavior. She was, like, promoting a new club or something. But remember, they posted a picture of her. She's showing her club, and everyone's looking at her nostrils that are just caked in cocaine. But she wasn't drunk. She wasn't drunk.
Give her that, right? More of the Random Question coming up. 844-999-ORLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.